What was your favorite, or what is your favorite place on the hilltop?
Fish out.
Fish out.
When I first stepped foot in the building, I was probably about 8, 9 years old, but it was Soul King Record Shop. And so, like, when you go in the fish house now, you see all the pictures on the wall. Well, all what you see now, all that was album covers. And where the counter is, where you can see back into the kitchen area, that was curtained off, so you couldn't see that part. And there's no way that I would have been able to tell that that would be the fish house then. That's not even, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But looking back on it, it seemed like it's so clear how the steps to get you there, you know what I mean? Because by the mid-80s, crack had got in here, and it was dangerous. And with all the drive-bys going on, made an impact, you know, on the community. And then once people were convinced that it couldn't be controlled, people started moving out. But if it was all by design, which we pretty much figured out that it is, because it did, what you call it, gentrification is happening all over the country, and it's a pretty rough set. And it's so set, like, one of the reason why we opened the fish house there was to make a difference rather than to get out, because we were like just selling fish sandwiches up and down the streets.
And speaking of, when was the fish house first opened up?
In 87, December 5th, 1987.
87.
Yeah, and co-founders of the fish house, Brother Walter, Brother Abdullah, then you got Roy Simpson, his family, him and his wife. By anchoring that corner and weathering the storm of, you know, whatever was the problems up there, it's caused other people to realize, well, yeah, maybe we can go ahead and open up businesses.
My father's name was William Jones. When he retired after 20 years in the military, he worked for 10 years as a civil servant for the commissary, and then he retired from that job. And then he started this career of demolishing old homes. And when he demolished old homes, he would save everything. He saved windows, he saved doors, he saved light fixtures, he saved staircase pedestals, because it was real wood. It was the real deal, the brick. Then he would resell it. And he found that construction workers loved to get floorboards and old antique windows and antique doorknobs. And so he had that business going in the Hawthorne neighborhood. And the Hawthorne neighborhood was where the current Tacoma Dome is located. They, by eminent domain, took all the homes in that neighborhood and relocated folks in the 1960s. So when the city instituted their eminent domain process and took everyone's property, they also took his business, so they had to relocate him. And where they relocated him to was the Hilltop. On 19th and Wilkerson, there was a business for sale, which was, as I understand it, a former oil furnace when people used to heat their homes with oil. So the city relocated my father to that property on the corner of 19th and Wilkerson. And he continued and grew Jones Glass and Used Materials, and it's still there. His legacy lives on.